We go together like
peas and carrots.
The Peas and Carrots Podcast, sharing life from our piece of the vegetable patch. Brian and Kayla Sanders.
Welcome to the Peas and Carrots Podcast.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Kayla.
And thanks for being here this week. Right before, just 10 seconds ago, before I pressed this button to record, we were having a marital moment.
It wasn't a big deal. When we test the microphones, I always say, hello there. And you always growl and say, mic check, one, two.
Right.
So I got a little sideways and said, what is wrong with me saying hello there? So I admit I just got a lesson as to why the mic check, 1, 2 is important.
Okay.
It's to make sure that my P's are not popping.
Well, and also it's the
so my T's don't sound like
and so it's a longer
still think I should be able to say hello there.
I'll tell you what, baby, you say whatever you
want. So anyway, hello there.
Y'all see what she did there, don't you?
How are we doing with our new habits? We're keeping a daily tracker. We've changed the way we grocery shop.
I did great during February. It's March, whatever, and I haven't. I got to copy that over.
Have you even created it?
No.
There's only one more week of March.
I'll start in April. Oh, I forgot all about that. I even have a little daily reminder.
And he hasn't asked?
No, he hasn't asked.
Well, then why am I filling this out? Because I haven't missed a day. Okay, technically, I think I missed yesterday. But.
Okay, see, now this is a perfect illustration of the difference between B and K. K is very detailed.
And that is what I hoped was going to come out here.
K is very detailed.
You seriously have not done March at all?
I've not copied that over yet.
And Jesse has not asked.
No, because I'm killing myself in there.
You are. We'll come back to that. But
no, but I've not kept up with a single day.
I guess we should explain what this is. In the morning, we have certain habits that we can choose. Like, I am choosing to drink 20 ounces of pure water before 10 a.m. Mm. And then I'm choosing to do that again between 10 and 2. And then after 4, I am weaving in some like healthy vitamins. I'm journaling. I'm reading one chapter a day for leadership or personal growth.
What are you journaling?
You just journal your thoughts. I keep a gratitude journal. Sometimes like write down thoughts about the day.
I ain't got time for that.
Well, obviously you ain't got time to fill out a habit tracker.
Well, I can't remember what mine had on it. It was like drink water,
but we do like a weekly snack budget or bucket. We do budget for it, but we keep a snack bucket. We keep a fruit bucket. It's just weaving in some new habits so that if we are hungry, you will go get a fruit bowl instead of we don't keep crackers and chips and
cookies. Very sad in my life.
Our
right
pantry
now.
Is very sad. But our fridge is very happy. What are we doing this weekend?
Oh, well, I know
this is so if people need to feel better about themselves.
Oh. We're taking down the Christmas tree.
We are.
But I still like it being up.
Well, it's a winter tree. We turned it into a winter, but it's spring. It's officially spring.
I'm in a hoodie today.
It is cold outside, but still.
Okay.
So it's coming down. For those of you who may feel like you're behind in life,
I'll get to see the right corner of the TV for the first time in like 120 days. That'd
okay,
be pretty
for
awesome.
The record, you are the one that asked me to leave the tree up.
I am.
You are.
Well, I don't mean I can't complain about it. Just because I like it doesn't mean I'm not going to complain about it.
So there was a moment this morning.
Oh, here we go.
You have really, I've got to brag on you. You have really stepped up with your workouts. You braved going to our trainer and telling him, I need more. I need more intensity.
I'm down like 104 pounds.
You are.
I'm down another pant size.
But there was a very funny moment this morning.
I'm on this exercise bike. I normally do like 2 miles and I'm at like 40 RPM. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's comfortable for me. I'll do that. Well, he's been challenging me to like really step up the pace.
Yeah.
So I went walking and I walked a mile and I cut 6 minutes off my 1 minute mile. Then I got on that bike and he's like, all right, let's just crank it up. Well, I went as hard as I could. I had that mug up to like 54, 55 RPM. Mm-hmm. And I went like over half a mile, like,
yeah,
like 0.6, almost overheated. And I used that phrase. And this is how she...
You're not a car.
Well, I started seeing stars. That's the only phrase I could come up with.
Overheated.
Well, yes. I mean, that's the best word I could come up with. And so I crawled off that bike, and I'm sitting there on the box, and Jesse, our trainer, comes up. He says, "You okay?" I said, "No, I almost overheated." Then he got tickled and started laughing at me and that kind of stuff. But it's working. I'll say that. I mean,
you're doing great. In all seriousness, you are pushing yourself so hard.
As are you.
And
you
can see the results. I really can. You're feeling good about yourself. You had to buy some new blue jeans.
And a new belt.
Even suspenders weren't cutting it anymore. So,
and your clothes are looking great. I mean, you always do look classy.
Oh, you're very kind. But I did have to go down a size.
Look at
in
you.
All my pants. Yeah. And yeah.
So
finally, from our cabbage patch.
Can I just say something? Mm-hmm. I am proud of myself. I'm proud of you. But y'all, we can't walk or move in the evenings.
Heating pads and Advil.
And the next morning is just awful.
We just grunt and groan. Yeah.
Snap, crackle, pop when you get up.
Many have asked.
Yes.
How is my hip doing? And thank you to all who have asked. I can tell you when a front's coming. So I do still have some fluid on my hip, but
it's not as large.
It's not as pronounced, I guess, is the word I'm looking for.
That's a good word.
And sitting for long periods is not as painful as it was, but I'm not ready to sign up for a marathon just yet. But hey, guess what? It's going to rain tomorrow. My hip tells me.
Just Kayla, the weather vane Sanders. You had a conversation with a friend the other night about supporting one another in like ministry, because her and her husband are in ministry and we're in ministry together. Mm-hmm. And that's what led to this topic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So from there, why don't you kind of ease us into this topic a little bit?
Well, you and I've had this conversation several times over the last few months, but it did come up and it got me to thinking, what does it look like to support each other and to show up for each other in a relationship? Now, yes, this can be friendship, this can be family, this can be marriage. We are going to spend a good portion of the time talking about marriage because we're talking about B&K and how we do this for each other. Or I guess I should say P and carrot. There we go. But, okay, it feels really weird to refer you to yourself as vegetable. But anyway, what we've come to realize is we are each other's biggest fan. Mm. And so we want to unpack that and spend a little time. For me, one of the first things I want to share, I could not have navigated the career that I've had without your full and unwavering support.
And you'll always have it. Always. I feel like that's part of the reason why God made me. Like, that's my role as a husband. That's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to cheer you. I'm supposed to support you. So, yeah, you will always have it. For me, I could not be the leader I am without your willingness to be a sounding board and to hold a mirror up to me, to show me who I really am, because I am very naive. I believe the best about people. And I believe the best about me. And that's part of my broken. So I need you to hold up a mirror sometimes, say, B, do you see this?
Yeah. That also comes with caution, though. There are times when, as a spouse, if your person is really struggling, that may not be the time to hold up the mirror. Just even if you know that there's something that needs to be addressed, as with all things, kind of read the room on when you might need to.
Sometimes I'm not very good.
I did not say that, but I do try to be very careful. If you've had a really tough week and it's come with a lot of hits, I'm probably not going to like pile on at that moment. So
pile on spaghetti and meat sauce, that'd be fine. Word.
We just had lunch. But does that matter? We're hungry all the time now.
Yeah.
So this may be an unpopular opinion, but neither of our careers is superior to the other. Mm. We aren't threatened by how God's using the other or blessing the other. Mm. And there have been seasons where it feels like God has given a bounty to you in what you're doing. And then there have been seasons where I've been the receiver of good gifts. And we're not the couple that one outshines the other.
Never. So building on that, let me say this. We are each other's advocates.
Yeah.
We don't compete.
Mm-mm.
You know,
I am your biggest cheerleader and you are mine.
Yes. So let me say this. This is a huge flaw of mine. Whenever you're venting to me or you're sharing your heart, I oftentimes want to recommend solutions. Mm-hmm. And if I had a $10 bill for every time that you said to me, baby, just listen.
I'm not asking you to fix anything. We could retire tomorrow.
We could retire tomorrow. But I got these great solutions that I could. But for you, you just need to get this stuff off your heart.
Yeah. I have learned to say up front, though, I'm not looking for a solution.
Yeah, how's that working out?
It's gotten better.
Really?
You really have gotten better at just, I can tell you're twitching a little bit because you just really want to fix it. But you are trying just to listen and not go in. But that's one of your strengths as a leader is you're a problem solver and you are a fixer. But sometimes I'm coming to you as a spouse. And I've even said that, haven't I?
Yes.
I've said to you, B, I'm coming to you as K, not as one of your team members right now. Mm. And so that helps.
Mm.
There are seasons, we have both seen this, where I may need to carry more of the load at home due to outside work. And there are seasons where you may need to carry more of the work at home.
Okay. And speaking of, let me just say this up front. The only way I can carry more of the load at home is like by helping to cook with food and cooking, pick up dinner.
Why don't you wash clothes, B?
This has been over 30 years ago. Okay, I think you can trust me now.
Nope. What did you use too much of?
Bleach, and it put white splotches
all over my clothes.
My clothes. I thought this happened before we got married.
Oh, you tried this. You also shrunk one of my wool sweaters, and it fit my friend's 4-year-old daughter.
I think that was somebody else. But I can cook and go pick up food.
What else do you try to keep clean for us?
My bathroom. But there's a definition. There's a moving definition of clean.
Yeah.
So.
But here's the thing. We've learned that it's a privilege to come alongside each other and show tangible ways to be a support in busy times.
Right.
It's not like there's this job description that we stick rigidly to, especially in busy seasons.
I agree. Now, I do not wash clothes.
No.
I wash dishes, but if I wash them.
I rewash them.
What?
Well, sometimes you just use that little wand and you haven't put any soap on it. So
there
I'm
is
like.
Soap in the wand.
No, there's not.
Here we go.
Anyway.
All right, moving on.
Back to the cheerleader. You have always been my biggest cheerleader because you challenge me when I embrace negative self-talk. You encourage me when I'm trying something new or scary. And you know my tells. You know what's going on when I'm scared or when I'm afraid to take a risk. You offer help without expecting to receive the credit or the spotlight, although I am quick to give shout outs when
are.
You do.
That's a very big gift of yours.
But you can tell when I'm stuck.
Yes.
And so you will cheer me on. This is the big thing here. You don't allow me to give up or walk away from something. You will make me stick it out because you see my potential and you want me to live into it.
Yeah, there's nothing.
And I'm so grateful for that. Yeah,
there's nothing.
Because I've done a lot of stuff scared.
I mean, you have embraced what God has given you. And there's nothing worse than walking away from that.
Well, I had a great teacher and he's sitting across from me.
Oh, let me just say this, is that Kay is my rock and she steadies me. you speak life to me, because I can spiral pretty quick. I can get very down. Mm. I doubt myself so much, and my personality type is that I will take care of everybody else.
Yep.
But I'm going to ignore myself.
Yeah.
And you make sure that Brian gets taken care of. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that. I mean that. Thank you.
So the bottom line is this. A relationship based on genuine love is one in which you're constantly dying to yourself. Mm. And what that looks like is it's easy to fall into that trap that I am more important than you are. My needs are more important than you are. My career is more important than you are.
You're both equal.
When you love a person and you see them as made in the image of Christ, you choose to cherish them and put them first.
Amen. I could not agree more. And Scripture even says to husbands to love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. In other words, I'm supposed to be willing to give up my life for you. Mm. And I do that in certain circumstances. I'm kidding. In any circumstance, I believe that that's my calling and that's what I'm supposed to do. And I just want to say this, baby. Thank you for believing in me and supporting me.
Right back at you.
Well, this should be fun.
Just a few random facts about us.
Okay.
I hate to drive.
Oh, I don't mind driving. I don't mind taking you places.
It is a necessary evil for me. Now, you don't want me driving after dark. I have night vision issues.
And let me say this. And if it's like more than two or three turns, I will take you because
yes,
you get prone to get.
I will come back to that one. Okay. Might be so on my list. That.
I hate to be bored.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
I like to be entertained.
Which is part of why you read so much, I think. Well, because it gives you something to do.
Yeah. But I can't stand. I cannot stand to be bored. I need to have a show, a book. Mm-hmm. There needs to be a person talking to me.
Yep.
Or like this morning when I got up. And,
oh, my gosh. 4:30
okay.
in the morning.
Okay.
No.
I had to go to the bathroom.
4:30. No, I just need to get this out.
No, I looked out the window, and what do I see there where your flowers are planted around the mailbox?
Do I need to know at 4:30 in the morning that deer are eating my plant?
So
Kay, come here. Come look at this.
I peeped my head, and I said, Kay, I was whispering.
It doesn't matter that you were whispering.
What?
It's 4:30 in the morning.
I said, come look.
Anyway, moving on.
If it'd been a bear, you'd come look, wouldn't you?
Mm-mm, not at 4:30.
Really?
Go with God, bear.
Zombies?
Nope.
Okay.
I love gardening, but I'm known for killing houseplants.
Houseplant assassin right here. Now, you've got this one in the kitchen that's just going nuts.
I ignore it. I do. It has beautiful sunlight where it sits, and I basically just pour leftover water from the coffee pot
on it. Each week, I'm going to say something I've thought for years.
Uh-huh.
You know, every week we go to Kroger and we grocery shop, and your first stop is a little flower section. You'll buy a couple of bouquets of flowers.
Uh-huh.
You ever wonder if those flowers are like screaming their guts out because they've been cut, like, you know, they've been cut off from their life source, and all those bouquets are just going, rah! Because they're just sitting there legless.
No.
That doesn't cross your mind?
Moving on. Speaking of flowers.
But you love flowers.
I do. And you love do the garden. Too, but I mean, you have a confession.
I love looking at them, but I could care less if I plant them.
Well, that's why we get them
I remember that we used to, down in New Orleans, we planned this little garden. We put tomatoes and beans and peas.
Uh-huh.
And it's about 8 weeks in, I realized I could walk over to the grocery store and spend $5 and buy more than what this is producing. So, no, I'm not into that. That's just me. But I know that that makes you happy.
It makes me happy.
Yes. Yes.
In conjunction with my fear, not fear of driving. I just hate driving. I do have an irrational fear of getting lost.
Mm.
When we go somewhere new, I have to remind myself, there are apps with maps. I can find my way home. But I am not good in situations where mm-mm. I don't know where we're going. Mm-mm. And again, I have a tell. You can figure out and you'll assure me that everything's good. You know where we are.
Start taking that little hand, scratching that little head.
Uh-huh.
Oh, just like this. Just sitting there scratching it. I know. I said, okay, we've entered. I struggle with having nightmares. Mm-hmm. And I have them probably twice a week. I'm part of the 3% of Americans who actually struggle with this.
We have learned, though, it's your brain doing what?
Processing stuff.
Things.
Yeah.
And the way it does that is through nightmares occasionally.
And I've been to the doctor and therapist, that kind of stuff. So,
okay. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and apologize for this.
Oh.
Nothing makes me crazier than reply all email threads. I'm sorry. I get that they are sometimes necessary, but I would prefer to reply personally to people. And yet then comes the next person who hits reply all. And then I feel like a heel because people think I'm never responding. But I am. I'm typically doing it one-on-one, though. Yeah. So,
okay. Well, I'm not a fan of email overall.
I know you're not. But
I mean, if it has more than four lines, I'm click delete.
I have to tell you the beginning and the end or the middle because you read the beginning and the end.
I can't. So, I hate email. I hate entering my password using a TV remote control.
So like when Netflix signs itself out or your Apple TV goes down.
It is the dumbest thing. But my anger level can go from 0 to 60 in 1 second. I mean, I am down the highway. I get so upset by that.
First world problems that we live with.
Create something that will read. I mean, MacBook has it. Apple has it. You just read your fingerprint. Do that with that remote. I feel better now.
Okay. Kind of like me with the emails, huh?
All right.
So one thing about my personality. Mm. I'll end with this. I can present myself as very stoic. Mm. Hello, I'm British. Mm-hmm. But I feel things very deeply, mm-hmm. and I care very personally.
You do.
So those two things can often kind of seem contradictory.
But I'll say this, is that sometimes the outside doesn't match the inside.
Mm.
That was a compliment.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you appear very stoic, but you've got a lot happening.
And there's a lot going on. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But I was taught, you know, stiff upper lip kind of thing.
Yeah, that's that British in you.
Mm-hmm. But on the inside, I may be like in tears.
Yeah, so, for me.
It's all out there, baby.
Okay, that was a little.
What's your last one?
You did not have to answer that so quickly.
I didn't say I don't like it about you.
No, but you answered it just like that. Boom.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Read your last.
I'm loud.
Revelation about yourself.
I'm loud. I'm boisterous. And it's usually a shield to get you to like or even accept me. Mm. And usually to help you look past my size.
No.
And let you see me as a person. Now, I'm not going to change who I am. I'm loud. I'm boisterous.
You're a roaming party is what I call you.
But these days, I got to be home by 8:30.
The party's got to end about
8:30, okay?
Good to know.
So there's that. Hey, it's been our joy to spend this time with you, mm-hmm. and we'd like to give you a coffee mug and a pack of stickers. And news, there's a bunch more Peas and Carrot swag coming our way.
There is. So stay tuned. But the first two people who go to our website and answer our trivia question, you will win a Peas and Carrots coffee mug, some stickers, and apparently some of you are getting pens.
Oh.
And that was a very funny story that fell out this week. Our dear friend Adam,
who's my executive assistant.
This is a teaser. He and his wife will be joining our podcast soon.
Yes.
Adam actually includes a pen for the Encouraging Radio brand, which is part of our PAR family.
Right.
Well, someone thought that they accidentally got a pen.
Said, hey, are
by
y'all missing
accident.
The pen?
So, nope, the pen was purposeful.
It was there.
But if you will click our website.
Yeah, you go to peasandcarrotspodcast.com, click on the trivia button, and answer this question.
Share with us one random fact about yourself.
Now, look, please don't put on there like how many moles or warts you got.
Or you killed somebody in 1985.
Right.
We don't need to know that.
But, just one random fact about yourself. So you go to peasandcarrotspodcast.com and you click
that
on
that trivia button.
And you can
answer
win.
Answer that question. You'll win a coffee mug and some stickers and a pen.
So thanks for listening. Hey, you can search the peas and
Peas and parrots?
Peas and Carrots Podcast, wherever you get your podcast, or
visit our website, peasandcarrotspodcast.com. And when you do, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Just search for the Peas and Carrots Podcast.
Peas and Parrots.
For more about the Peas and Carrots Podcast and to reach out to Brian and Kayla, visit peasandcarrotspodcast.com. Growing through the challenges we face and finding hope along the way. That's the Jesus Fix It Podcast with Jess. Check out JesusFixIt.com or search Jesus Fix It wherever you listen to podcasts.